Galileo did not have an easy start in life. His father, Vincenzo Galilei, claimed to be of noble birth, but he was simply a musician, one who constantly argued with his patrons about the mathematics behind musical harmony and the rhythms of nature. Such arguments, while perhaps stimulating the young Galileo's mind, tended to reduce patronage, and the family was always short of money. Galileo was first educated by monks. Then, Vincenzo, hoping that his son might make a better life for himself, decided that Galileo should study medicine. In 1581, at the age of 17, he entered Pisa University. Galileo quickly grew bored with the quackery that was 16th-century medicine. The more he observed the world and listened to what he was being taught, the more he realized that something was sorely amiss with science. Just as his father saw that rigid theory was muffling new musical forms, so his eldest son came to see the Aristotelian view as restraining scientific inquiry. But tact was not Galileo's forte. His fiery arguments, quick-witted retorts, and quarrels with colleagues and professors led them to nickname him the Wrangler. When Galileo ran out of money in 1585, he dropped out of university to follow his interest in mathematics and science. He returned to Florence, got a position as a lecturer at the Florentine Academy, and began inventing in his spare time. His hydrostatic balance brought him early fame, while his 1589 theory of the centres of gravity won him the honourable, albeit poorly paid, post of mathematics lecturer at Pisa University. He remained there for 3 years and then, in 1592, moved on to a mathematics professorship at the University of Padua, where he flourished for 17 years.